9:40 a.m. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy becomes the first speaker ever to be ousted from the job. It comes after a hard right conservative-led House vote of 216 to 210. McCarthy saying afterwards,
"I may have lost a vote today, but as I walk out of this chamber, I feel fortunate to have served the American people."
He says he will not run for speaker again, and CBS's Nicole Killian reports there is no obvious successor.
There has been talk about some of the former speaker's top deputies, anyone ranging from Steve Scalise, Tom Emmer. All of that is just speculation right now. You know, and talking to a lot of members too ahead of this vote, you know, I don't know that they have a clear person that they would like to see in this job, which may explain why they may take a few days to try to find some clarity around this.
Another potential massive U.S. labor strike could start in just hours in several states in Washington, D.C. Tens of thousands of health care workers at Kaiser Permanente are threatening to walk out if a new contract is not reached by tomorrow's deadline. CBS's Anna Werner with details.
The deal is not met. The workers would strike Wednesday for up to 3 days. Patients might experience delays or cancellations, including those who need to fill a prescription or need lab work or x-rays.
A pedestrian is critically injured after being struck by a hit-and-run driver in San Francisco last night, knocking her in front of a Cruise driverless car, which then ran her over. She was pinned, and firefighters had to use the jaws of life to extricate her. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Cruise says it has about 400 of these self-driving vehicles on the roads in several cities across the U.S., including here in Phoenix. The company has never had a fatal accident. Cruise is cooperating with the police investigation as officers try to track down this apparent hit-and-run driver.
A jury in Texas has awarded $2.5 million to an Army reservist harmed by burn pits in Iraq. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Retired Army Captain Leroy Torres served a year in Iraq exposed to a 10-acre burn pit. The damage to his lungs made it impossible to resume his job as a Texas state trooper. He asked for reassignment but heard nothing for 10 months. He sued Texas for failure to accommodate employees with a service-related disability, a new federal law.
His attorney says it's the first lawsuit of its kind in Texas. At least 21 people are killed and several others wounded when a bus plunges off a bridge near Venice, Italy, and catches fire. A city official says some of the victims are Ukrainians and that the bus was bringing tourists to a camping site. United Airlines says it has ordered 110 aircraft from Boeing and Airbus and secured options to buy 90 more planes at the end of the decade. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions, made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday. It was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That's GreatWallyDina.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Henry Cutter,
because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
They are, Robert, and this portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition. And we want to start out today's show by giving a big happy birthday shout out to Dr. Anthony Stately. Dr. Stately is our weekly Monday guest, and he is also the president and first officer of Native American Community Clinic here in Minneapolis. So big ho chene hom ke beske to you, Dr. Stately.
Yeah, that was some applause for him.
Yeah, he's got the Mean Girls October 3rd birthday.
Hey, a lot going on. Heather Keeler is our scheduled guest, and she's having trouble getting in here. I think she's up in the deep north here, and I think she just tried to call me on a different phone, but... I will give her a call in a second, but what I'd like to do while I'm doing this is talk a little bit about, well, let me talk about this real quick. The Twins are playing right now, my home team, and they're winning. And McCarthy was ousted as the House Speaker in a dramatic vote as Democrats join GOP critics. This is the first time ever. And as I'm... getting ready to try and get a hold of State Representative Heather Keeler on the phone. Haley, we had a fun last night. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that. Why I'm, you know, I can't do two things at once. So I got to spit out my gum and and try and call the state representative.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. We had so much fun last night. We went out to Metro State University for the Bobby Wilson was doing an art talk with Wakan Tipi, and really, really amazing. They gifted him with a blanket for all of his work. We got to see the mural that's going to be going up, which he designed and painted, or is going to paint. So we got to see a sneak peek of that, which was really cool. And we got to kind of give some tips or give our comments on what we thought of the mural, and everyone got to meet Bobby. And I just got to say, Bobby Wilson, you are the most humble, coolest Native artist that I have ever met, and really, really proud to come from St. Paul, like you. So thank you for being a really great example to the rest of us here.
Yeah, it was great to see Bobby, Bobby Wilson, a Reservation Dogs writer, actor, former student of mine. Got to take a few pictures with him and say who he'll be on next week. And I think I might have State Representative Heather Keeler on the phone here. Let me double check here. State Senator, are you there?
No, stop calling me a senator.
Dang it.
Representative.
What the heck? What is wrong with me? I had Mary Kunish, State Senator Mary Kunish, on just last Friday, and I was calling her state representative, so I don't know what's... I think I got some timers. It's coming on. Put me in a good home. Come visit often. Hey, State Representative, how you doing? And glad you could make it with us today.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm actually up in northern Minnesota, and it's absolutely beautiful up here, but my connection was a little off, so glad we are able to connect.
Right on. Hey, what's going on? I know you got a lot happening, a residue of this great last session. Also, your own business is going on. What would you like to talk about today?
I mean, the biggest thing today is that, you know, next Monday is Indigenous Peoples Day, and in the state of Minnesota, it's the first year that we'll be celebrating and honoring that as a state recognized holiday. With that, we did eliminate Columbus Day. And then, you know, I've shared on this this platform with you and others, you know, my kind of personal story with Indigenous Peoples Day started when I was an Indian education liaison and worked with a lot of students who really wanted to see themselves reflected in the school district. And so we thought it would be a good idea to do an hour conversation of the beauty of the Indigenous culture with everybody in our school. And at the time, when we asked administration, we were told no. And when Rep. Keeler is told no, there's always like that digging in, like, why is it a no? What would have to change for it to be a yes? And the superintendent said, not unless it's a city or state recognized holiday, would we do something like that in the schools. And so part of what we did in the state is not only made it a state recognized holiday, but then also added an element in our education system that if a school is going to be in person on that day as a state holiday, then they would be required to have at least 1 hour of a conversation regarding our Indigenous culture, language, history, in their school district for all students. And so it is really exciting. And I think it also kind of reflects on how everyday people can see something in their community. They can stand up for the people and the youth that they work with and kind of find a path to actually make that change that our next generation was asking for.
Yeah, that's totally exciting. I know on the 9th, I will be, well, let's back up for a second. The weekend, we Native Roots Radio is sponsoring a big basketball tournament here in the city's Indigenous basketball game. And then, of course, on the 9th, on Monday morning, we have our ceremony around Bede Makaska. And then also we have the school parade that we always have, and I'm excited. I'm not teaching anymore, but I will definitely be at the parade. There's students from all over the cities come into St. Paul, and we do a march and have a great time together. And so what are the plans up where you're living there, a state representative?
So as I've talked about before, you know, like being a legislator is a part-time job, and so I do have a full-time gig. I actually have a couple full-time gigs, but one of the things I do is I have done education implementation projects with universities, organizations, and healthcare systems, particularly around our Indigenous community. And so when I was a student at MSUM Moorhead, I was the president of our student association and worked with administration to develop what we called the NSSN program, which was Native Student Support Network. Which we really did in-depth training now for 5 years, kind of put a pause in the pandemic, to really talk to administrators and faculty in that school on how, you know, do you really create an environment being welcoming to Indigenous students, and what does that look like? And so we're kind of going back for a recreation or a 2.0 version of that with that faculty on Indigenous Peoples Day. And so that's exciting. And then we always have a local event in the evening that's just a local powwow with our, you know, we're Fargo and Moorhead, so both the Indian education programs come together, and we have a nice meal and celebrate in the most beautiful way in the evening. So yeah, always my favorite thing. I get invited to other places, and I just always love to be at home for that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And it's interesting. We'll talk about in the next segment, if you can hold on for a break. We're going to take a break real quick. I spoke, and Haley came with me. I spoke at the University of Minnesota in a media class, and it was really barraged by a lot of people that don't know anything about Native Americans, and that's our future and our college students. So that was pretty hard to see. They really want to learn. But let's talk a little bit more about that and also your great work up there. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're here with State Representative Heather Keeler. Ho-wah. I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered Indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with a state representative of the great state of Minnesota, Heather Keeler, and it's just been really my pleasure to really watch Heather in action. I remember Heather when she first, it was kind of the final moment. I was having a symposium on Sundays, and a lot of politicians were in on it, and they were really surprised and happy. And I'll never forget that day that you made a left turn and ran for state representative instead. Do you mind telling our audience that story again? That was amazing.
And you're going to have to tell me if I cut in and out, because again, I'm up north and service is kind of tricky up here. But it was really interesting because I was in grad school and I was going to school for educational leadership with the intention to, you know, do something bigger in Indian education. And as I did my practicum, I asked the question to my community, what were the barriers to academic success outside of academic rigor? So not asking them, was math hard or science hard, but what were those other barriers to graduation? And, you know, the number one thing that always rose to the top were three things. The lack of representation, or what we like to say, you know, representation matters. The lack of a consistent home and unsure of where their next meal was going to come. So what that said to me was, okay, we need to look at this entire structure of school, right? Kids are not failing because they're bad at math. They're not succeeding because they don't see themselves in these classrooms. They're not totally sure where they're going to stay, and they're hungry. And so I was going to run for school board, which was something I had never considered. Like, running for anything and all of ever, like, was never something I wanted to do. But I did believe that enough people in my community trusted me with their stories, that I wanted to go out and be a voice for that. And so I remember walking into the room in February of 2020. And I walked in and I looked at the other candidates, and they were white straight men. And not that that was bad. I just knew I had listened to my community long enough that they at least deserved an option. I'm Indigenous, I'm queer, I'm a woman, I'm a single mom, I have two kids in the school district. I really was an advocate for, you know, food insecurities and homelessness. And so I just kind of switched literally within a minute and went into the first room. And I remember saying, like, out loud, I want to go and be your state representative. And in my mind, kind of even thinking, like, I'm trusting the creator here because I don't really know what this entails. And just ended up winning and doing some really outstanding things, and hope that that can be an example back to people. Like, you know, politicians aren't these big, fancy, super, like, outstanding people all the time. We're everyday people that are working alongside you. We're working in our classrooms. We're social workers. We're nurses. We're teachers. We're doctors. You know, so we just need everyday Minnesotans to step up and lead right now.
Absolutely. And I've had a friend, and maybe this friend was me, but this person was elected in office and wondered, how in the heck did I get elected? And then I met the other people that were elected and went, how in the heck did they get elected? It's like you, normal people should run, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think the best part about what we've been able to do in Minnesota is we have, you know, individuals at the table who know what, you know, the school districts feel like, and they know, you know, what poverty feels like, and that our working class, the struggles that they have just to go buy milk and eggs right now. Like, you know, we have people at the table who really know what that feels like. And I think when we make decisions, then we really have, you know, most of the Minnesotans in mind, because we're all middle-class working people just trying to do the best we can.
Exactly. And, you know, Heather, again, we're here with State Representative Heather Keeler, and the great state of Minnesota. Heather, how are you feeling now? I know this is for anybody, but especially a single mother, Indigenous, places where we don't belong. How's your mental health happening now? Has this short break helped at all? Are we priming up for another session? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I love that you asked me that question, because it means that I've talked about my mental health enough to know that it's just something that we talk about. And, you know, it's like a stigma, right? Like, when people start saying, like, my mental health is off, or I need to step back for a minute, or I need to take care of myself, you know, there's kind of that, like, oh, well, why would you do that? You know, we out here in the world need you to keep doing things. And so I did, you know, I stepped away from a couple of my assignments in my legislative role, knowing that for me to do the best work, I have to be healthy myself. I've been spending a lot of time with my kids. You know, DJ is a senior, and so he's in the recruiting process now, and he's having an outstanding football season. So I'm just totally loving being like a senior mom and being a football mom and just enjoying my kids. And that does really feel good for my soul. But then also, you know, I get to talk to constituents. I get to talk to my kids and their friends and, you know, other people in the stands, and actually really hear more about the needs and the excitement of Minnesotans just being a mom in the world. So I kind of feel like this is the best part of my job.
Yeah, it is. And I just want to ask a personal question. How in the world did your son get so good looking and tall within like the last 2 years?
I know. I don't know. I mean, he is really tall. He's 6'3", 200 pounds, and he jumps like, I love taking pictures. Photography is kind of another little side gig I have. And so I take pictures of him and his teammates. And I mean, he even jumps really high. Like, I don't know. I'm just so lucky to have somebody that I'm raising, and I'm like his biggest fan. So. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, and he's good looking because he's my child, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Hey, we're here with State Representative Heather Keeler. Heather, what else is going on? I always have a big smile when we can get you on the show because your energy and your truthfulness really accentuates what we're trying to do here at Native Roots Radio. So I really always appreciate when you can spend some time with us and our listeners.
Yeah, I think I love coming here and I love sharing, you know, good messages with our relatives across the region. And this is a wonderful platform. But, you know, as always, I just want people to make sure that they're taking care of themselves, taking care of their relatives, taking care of Mother Earth around us, because that's really, you know, how we braid together the strength to build healthy generations moving forward.
Can we talk about, we only got a couple more minutes here. Can we talk about your business with your family business? And I love the last time we talked about it, we have three generations working together. Can you tell our audience a little bit about your business and how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah. So I have Two Feathers Consulting, which actually is a little bit of me, a little bit of my mom, and then my kids come into play with that. But the main part is keynote speaking, motivational speaking. You were talking about kind of the lack of understanding mm-hmm. around Indigenous history. And so for many years, long before I was even ever elected, I really feel it's important that we need to educate people if we expect them to do better, you know, in our system. Mm-hmm. And so rather than complaining about it, I created what I call Indigenous 101, all the things you didn't learn.
Oh, we just lost a state representative, but
lost our signal.
Yeah, that happens when you're up in the deep north there, Haley. And her business out there is Two Feathers, and you can reach her out from there and get her to come speak, because we know when we went to the University of Minnesota, we have a lot of allies out there that want to learn and weren't taught when they were young and things like that. So hey, Angela Vig of Vig Guitars, the suspense, that's right. Hey, good to see you last night. Thanks for the picture and the selfie, and it was really good to see you and at the Bobby Wilson art thing for Wonkan Teepee. It was really fun. We got only a couple minutes here, and I'll probably let Heather go because it sounded like her phone might have died. So when you get a double beep like that, but what do you think as a younger person, Haley, about like the power that I feel like whenever I talk to Heather or see Heather and you've seen her speak too, how does that make you feel to see somebody like that in our as a state representative?
Heather is amazing. I mean, from the day I met her, I think I met her was at the MMIW event that was at the White House back in, I don't know, I think I want to say May maybe. But, I mean, she is just, you do not want to mess with Representative Heather Keeler. And for a good reason, like, she gets things done, and she's just a powerhouse, really. So, and such a good person in the community, and such a really a strong mentally and emotionally a strong woman, a strong Native woman to look up to in the community as well. So I thank her for that.
Yeah, and it's really, it's always great to have Heather on. I'm trying to give her a call, if you can tell, on my bat phone, but I think it might be the end here. So that was state representative, and why do I say state senator all the time? And I guess when I talk to our lieutenant governor, I always call her senator, because I think that'll be her next job here as a senator of Minnesota, and maybe when Tina retires or anything like that, she could take it over. But that's all wishful thinking for me, and you know, I don't have a crystal ball. But what a great opportunity to talk to State Representative Heather Keeler and what fun we had last night, Haley. And tell us a little bit about what's coming up here. You got 30 seconds. That's who do we got up next?
Well, we have a Derek Toffee of Oklahoma, runners basketball coach, and Brooke LaFleau, CEO of Niniana's One of Ones, coming up to talk about the Indigenous Peoples Basketball Weekend.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Ho-wa.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Just in, Baltimore police are on the scene of an active shooter situation near Morgan State University. Police tell CBS News Baltimore that multiple people are injured. Far-right House Republicans, led by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, have succeeded in removing House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, a first in U.S. history. This after McCarthy sided with Democrats on a spending package averting a government shutdown. McCarthy says he will not run for Speaker again. CBS's Nicole Killian points out,
at the end of the day, this is a game of political math, and clearly the math did not work in his favor, and unclear that it would work if he put his name in the hat again.
Roughly 75,000 Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers are threatening to walk off the job tomorrow. Contract sticking points include pay, better hiring practices, and benefits. CBS's Anna Werner.
Some of the hundreds of jobs that could be affected by the strike include nurses, pharmacists, technicians, therapists, dietary services, housekeepers, and more.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day.
50th and France and Edina. Again, greatwalledina.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1. U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by NACD's Four Sisters Farmers Market every Thursday on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis from 11 to 3. Sure, you get there this month. It is the last month the market is open this season. I'm really, really going to miss it. So make sure you come out and say hi.
That was two reallys. I believe you, Haley. Hey, before we get to our guests, I just want to give everybody the website for Heather Keeler's business, consulting business. It's twofeathersllc.com. So that's twofeathersconsulting. Give her a call. Have her come in and talk to your group. She's, as you can see when she's on our show, she's a super dynamic personality and speaker. Hey, we have Brooke. Brooke again. What's happening, Brooke? You looks like you got a guest here. And really excited to have you on and talk about what's coming up this weekend again. How you doing, Brooke?
Bonjour, Robert. It's good to see you. It's good to be back. Good to see you too, Haley. Yes, I'm here with Derek Topai of the Kiowa Tribe. He's coming to join us this weekend. It's already this coming up this weekend for Indigenous Peoples Weekend. Woohoo! Our basketball expo.
Definitely. Totally excited. Why don't you introduce them? And, you know, Brooke, what we've been trying to do here in this last 3 weeks is have you take over my show. So why don't you take it over right now without pay? Ho-wah.
Well, you are a sponsor, Mr. Pilot, and so is the show. So we appreciate that greatly. But I will, I'll do a quick one. Derek Topai, again, Kiowa Tribe. And they are also a sponsor of the event of the Basketball Expo this weekend. So I will let Derek say as much as he'd like to about introducing himself. We met through the basketball trails, the high school trails. We're both coaches. Surprisingly, our teams have not played each other and matched up yet. But we've been at multiple tournaments for multiple years now together. So I'll let him go from there.
Hello. Good evening. My name is Derek Topai. I represent the Kiowa Tribe here in Southwest Oklahoma, Carnegie, Oklahoma. Right now, I'm an interim executive director for the Kiowa Tribe. And also, like Brooke stated, during the summertime, I coach our local teams here in our community, our local youth in our community. And I've been doing that for quite a while now. And like Brooke mentioned, you know, we met in the tournaments during the summertime, got to know her. She told me the Indigenous Peoples Weekend event coming up, asked if I would be interested in participating in it. And I told her that I would. So I'll be coming up this weekend, you know, to take part in that. I'm excited. A lot of people are excited for the event. I know Brooke has been paying a lot of effort, time into it. I keep telling her that it's going to be a great event because I know that it will be. I see everything that she's been doing. So that's just a little bit about me. If there's anything else that you might want to ask, you know, I'm open to anything that y'all want to know.
Right on. Well, you know, we're all, Derek, we're all on, you know, Brooke's coattails here. We're all going to be really successful with what Brooke is doing. She's one of those young warriors that I've been watching for a few years. That's really a doer, and it's going to be successful this weekend. You've already had a successful one. Derek, one of the things that I noticed myself as being a former, you know, high school player in baseball and football, but also later in my life, I was a high school teacher, and I had a marching band drumline, and the discipline and the kids owning what they're doing. I was just so impressed with the last tournament on how all the teams seemed so polite and professional, and that's a thing that we can give our young ones. And I'm really excited, Derek, and could you respond on that? That's just it's just things that we give our young ones, like that respect and the teachings that are so important too, along with the participating in the sport.
Oh yes, sir. I agree with you, sir. I'm big on making sure that our youth, you know, for me, you know, sports is one way that helped me and many, you know, youth, you know, like us. It helped me, you know, to get away and cope with things, you know, that were going on. So for me, in my community and surrounding communities, you know, we have a lot of youth that are out there, you know, struggling mentally, you know, things that are going on at home or at school or just with themselves. So I try to do the best that I can to provide, you know, a good atmosphere for them to come in and be in the gym, keep their, you know, time and mind on something positive. And I know, just like what you expressed, sir, you know, being in the school, being an educator, teacher, you know, sometimes our kids, you know, may not have that good treatment in a school. For us here, you know, we have public schools. We have two boarding schools here in Oklahoma, Riverside Indian School and Sequoia Indian School. I was blessed to be able to coach at Riverside Indian School for the past 4 years. And so I got to be there with our Indian kids from all over, you know, Indian country. And I just want to make sure that they feel that they can come to me with anything that's on their minds. Trust me, you know, I grow that bond with them so that they can come to me for anything that they want to talk about, express. It's like what you say, you know, a lot of our kids may not have that at home, may not have a mom and dad, live with grandma and grandpa, auntie and uncle. So I just want to have the kids know that they can come to me whenever they need. And also I want to let the kids know some of the things that are out there in life, what we can learn from sports, from basketball. Like I said earlier, you know, it's taught me a lot in my life. It's made me who I am today, the hard work, the dedication, the passion, you know, that was instilled in me at an age, you know, in school by my coach. You know, I try to do the same for our youth. So, yeah, it's just building our youth up, giving them the confidence, motivation, letting them know that they can do things, that they can be successful. So, yeah, yes, sir, I agree with you. It's really big on what we do as educators, mentors, coaches, you know. So that's just a little bit of how I try to operate, you know, with our program, Oklahoma Runners, and also being here with the Kiowa Tribe, representing the Kiowa Tribe at the executive level. And also in my past, I've been a youth director. So even being a mentor to the youth, you know, I have a past. I'm not perfect. So I try to make sure that these kids don't go down the way that I went or anybody that I know, you know, took. So I just try to make sure, you know, that I'm guiding them, you know, the right way and be there for them.
Hey, Brooke, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I feel like 30 years of teaching, being a young person, that our students and our children are the same. And I think they want that discipline, and they want to have boundaries and have all those good things. And especially after going through COVID, I think they're yearning more of a direction.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, and I'm a Montessori educator as well. So, you know, we believe right. in sequences, and we believe in order, and, you know, allowing our children to have order around them so that there's order inside of them, right? Because if you put them in chaos, like COVID kind of was very chaotic for even us as adults, right? Mm-hmm. We were navigating how to wash our hands again, you know, learning how to do those things again. So when we provide a sense of order and structure, routine for our kids, that gives them order inside, right? It doesn't make things chaotic. So I think, you know, that's why school is good, right? I set expectations for my kids, right? Is we play school ball during the school year, because then we keep our grades up. We got to have our grades to play school ball. Right. And then, you know, there's those other components of wanting to go to their next team for college. So all of those things are important. Right. And they develop us as youth, but also as leaders. They develop us as adults and into the work world that we go into and all the other things we'll need in life.
So. Right on. And Derek, I think one of the things that you said that I want to jump on too, because for me, as being a high school teacher, people that knew me when I was, let's just say, younger and a little rambunctious, that's a good way to put it, that would have been the last place for me to be. But you were talking about yourself having a little history, too. But I think that's good to have our own history so we can help help and know where kids are coming from. You know, we're not the goody two shoes that maybe come off the streets and try and tell people that we know what they're going through. When Derek, you've gone through a lot too, it sounds like.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I agree with you. You know, I just want to be there and educate the youth. You know, of you know the mistakes that I made in the past. You know, choices that I made. You know, I'm not going to lie. You know, drugs and alcohol. You know, affected me in school. It you know made me make decisions and choices that you know I wish that I could take back and redo. So now, you know, I want to be able to help our youth. You know, to let them know. You know, things that if they ever face, you know, something that I came across or what I did, I wish that I had somebody like that telling me when I was that age. You know, I really didn't have that many for me, you know, to be around and encourage me to go a different route or make good choices. So I just want to be that, you know, for our youth here, you know, make sure they're making the right choices. And like you said, sir, from my experiences in the past, you know, to help guide them down the right way.
Hey, Brooke, we got like a minute left in the segment. Can you remind everyone, and I want to remind you too, Brooke, that we have a big listening audience in Wisconsin too, and you can tell them how close Harding is from Wisconsin border. Give the event out again for everyone to listen, to hear.
Yes, we will be Indigenous Peoples Weekend Basketball Expo at Harding High School. That's in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'll come back with the exact address. Eastside St. Paul, Minnesota is about 30 minutes or less from the Wisconsin border. And we'll be there Saturday and Sunday, October 7th and 8th this weekend from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. each day.
It's 1540 East 6th Street in St. Paul. And I know that because I had to go there every day for 30 years. So,
that was your high school. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm a central boy, Brooke. I went to, sorry, but
you're
yeah, I worked
high school. Sorry, you're a teacher high school. There you go.
Hey, we're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Wake. We're going to be back and talk some more positive things. This has been a total positive show as usual. And Brooke, what a great guest you have. We'll be right back with Derek and Brooke and Haley, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly, and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. In recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, this message is brought to you by Strong Hearts Native Helpline, a culturally appropriate domestic and sexual violence helpline for Native American and Alaska Natives. Advocates provide free support and advocacy 24/7. Call or text 1-844-762-8483, that's 1-844-7-NATIVE, or chat online at strongheartshelpline.org. Safe, anonymous, confidential, 24/7. In recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, this message is brought to you by Strong Hearts Native Helpline, a culturally appropriate domestic and sexual violence helpline for Native American and Alaska Natives. Advocates provide free support and advocacy 24/7. Call or text 1-844-762-8483, that's 1-844-7-NATIVE, or chat online at strongheartshelpline.org. Safe, anonymous, confidential, 24/7.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hi. Oh! Hey, Brooke, I heard you. That's awesome. Hey, we love howling for wolves, and we love our relatives' wolves. Please, everyone, be aware that, you know, we don't ever want our wolves delisted. We don't want to have a blood bath with our relatives with hoofs and tails. It's very important to us here. And always remember, too, if you are in Minnesota, our Lieutenant Governor, Peggy Flanagan, is with the Wolf Clan, and so that is really their relatives. So, hey, we're here with Brooke and Derek, just talking it up. I'm excited. I wish, you know, I didn't have a bad knee, and I have a lot of excuses and an old 62-year-old body here, but I used to be able to touch the rim, and now those days are gone.
Yeah, one day, Mr. Pilot, we'll have a golden age bracket, you know, just for you guys.
69.
Legends.
Yeah,
legends.
Legends.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. So, Brooke, I want to quickly ask you, because this is like our shortest segment's about 9 minutes here, and I wanted to ask you, what made you come up with this idea? And I know you've been coaching young people for a long time, but this tournament, what made you come up with this?
Yeah, it was really our boys' idea, the Nini Giannis MMIW boys. They were in their second season last summer, and we actually got a small micro grant from the Science Museum of Minnesota to host something. And we've been to quite a few tournaments. We hadn't hosted anything at that point, but we've been to different 3-on-3s. They've been to a lot of 5-on-5s. We run the Native High School Tourney Trails. And they wanted to host a 3-on-3 at their high school. So Harding High School is the American Indian Magnet program of St. Paul. So a large percentage of our Native students are at Harding, and that's where all of the boys were at the time. So we held the 3-on-3 there, brought a lot of their bros in from around the state. You know, half of our team is from the Turtle Mountains. That's where I'm from, Turtle Mountains in North Dakota. Some of our families from there. Came from there to join us, and so it was just a good way to, you know, we wanted to use the sport as a way to bring healing to our communities, to further raise awareness around missing and murdered Indigenous women, around that endemic, and to kind of make it more like a public health expo for everybody. There was a high school 3-on-3, adult 3-on-3, there was a youth skills camp, so there was something for everybody, and we want to keep it that way.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I just want to say that I missed you at Harding when you were in high school. I just want to throw that out there again. Hey, Derek, we talk a lot about community, and what better way to build community one dribble at a time, one basketball at a time. It's not always just about the game, but it's about building community.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree with you again, you know, on that. It's all about the community, getting the community involved, getting not only our Native youth involved, but all youth. You know, we want to make sure that, for me, I'm including all youth in our communities, because we all live together. We all, you know, have to, you know, go to school together, go to church together, go to places together, you know, so we all need to be, you know, intertwined together, you know, Native and non. So I try to make sure that we do a lot with the community, engaging the community, and with our basketball organization that I coach, Oklahoma Runners, we're one of the top all-Indian AAU team here in Oklahoma. We have teams all the way from fourth grade all the way up to high school, boys. We have some young girls that we're starting out also. So we're trying to engage not only from our area, but the state of Oklahoma, you know, for all of our Indian kids, our Native kids, boys and girls. So
how many tribes are in Oklahoma?
39 tribes in here in Oklahoma, state of Oklahoma, 39 tribes represented here in Oklahoma. So for me, like I said, you know, we try to reach all athletes here in the state. And real quick, you know, Oklahoma Runners was started by Lindy Waters Jr., which is the dad of Lindy Waters, the third, Trey, that plays for Oklahoma City Thunder. He's Kiowa Cherokee. Mr. Waters started Oklahoma Runners when Trey was in elementary, along with Trey Young, you know, that plays for Atlanta Hawks and some other Oklahoma basketball players. And that's where they started at, Oklahoma Runners. And then maybe a couple years back, we approached Mr. Waters about carrying that name, myself and my other coach, Mr. Richie Island, Sean Arapaho. Went to him and asked if we could utilize the name Oklahoma Runners. So we've been using the Runners for the past couple of years now, making a name, going to different tournaments. We've been to NABBY numerous times. This past year, we went to NABBY, got runner-up, got beat in the finals. Okay. 3 years ago, we went to, you know, NABBY, same kind of thing. You know, we got beat in the finals, but we made it there. So, you know, our group is you know, really for our community and our native athletes. And so I just want to, you know, really express that, you know, our organization is tied to Trey, you know, and he's one of, you know, our big sponsors on what we do and for our youth and for our kids.
Hey, Brooke, we were at a St. Paul event yesterday. Bobby Wilson was in town, and you know Barry Hand, and Barry introduced him and gave him a blanket. And one of the things that he mentioned that I forgot is when I was young, so I'm 60s, people that were in are 60s and 70 years old, there was Native softball teams, there were Native tournaments, there were so it sounds like you're bringing this back, which is really good and really builds community and makes people proud to come from where they come from. So I, again, here's another thing I've got to applaud you for is bringing that back, that community in sports that in St. Paul specifically, we've been missing for a few years.
Yeah, I think the pandemic and COVID in general shut down quite a few sports tourneys, and some of them made a comeback and some of them really haven't yet. You know, the Ho-Chunks used to host the biggest one, March Madness.
Yeah.
And they just got brought theirs back. So it's good to have something in Minnesota. I know since I've been traveling the tourney trails with my high school kids, we got to leave Minnesota to go to most tournaments. Red Lake is the only tribal nation in Minnesota that hosts. So it's good to have something in the cities. And I wish I could host everywhere and every tribe in Minnesota, and that we could have a wicked tourney trail here in our state. That'll be for the future. But I'm glad to start in our home backyard in East St. Paul. So
yeah, it is a start, and a really great start, and something to look forward to, and to bring back our local players to get them involved again, like you are right now. And I just want you to give again, the address is 1540 East 6th Street in St. Paul. And give the times and the days real quick. We're ending the show right now.
Yep, both days, October 7th and October 8th, Saturday and Sunday, will be going from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. all day. There's going to be food trucks, vendors, basketball games going on all day. Real cool stuff. So come on over. It's all free, open to the public. We're just trying to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day with everyone, so we'd love to see you there.
Awesome. Hey, Derek, thanks for stopping in. Brooke, always a pleasure. We'll be seeing you guys this weekend, and thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pilot. Thank you, Haley.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon. Hey, if you're listening to this show, you're part of the resistance from Chief Plenty Coops. The ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote, and go to this basketball tournament. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.